Ann Arbor's art fairs have something for everyone, including activities for the youngest art lovers. Located in the middle of the original Ann Arbor Art Fair area, south of Washington Street between Thayer and Fletcher Streets, is the Art Activities Zone for kids. Natalie Davidson is the research manager in the University of Michigan's Developmental Psychology Department. Davidson says there are a lot of fun activities for kids.
We're offering this activity where children can make bubble wands out of beads and wire, and it's very simple. They can create whatever they want, and then we have bubble solution where they can try out their bubbles. We're also talking to parents about the research that we do on normal children's development and about potentially participating in our research.
Davidson says the kids have a lot of fun with the activities in the Art Activity Zone. These include face painting by the Michigan Renaissance Festival, making a set of wings with the U of M Museum of Natural History, and even a station where kids and adults can create their own clay dishes or sculptures. The Ann Arbor Art Fairs may be known for the vast variety of artwork and designs, but there's also a wonderful musical element to the art fairs. Visitors to the art fairs can sit down by one of the music stages and enjoy a performance while they rest. Founder, director, and choreographer of the Bichini Bia Congo Dance Troupe, Biza Sampa, says music is an important part of the art fair.
To me, the art fair with no music is not going to be fun. And with the music, you make a lot of fun because people take the time to get out from the shopping, just to come here, relax a little bit, especially on a sunny, hot day like yesterday and today. It's good to come and calm down your mind. So I think it is a good combination to have.
Sampa says BBC is a dance theater company that incorporates the elements of Congolese singing, dancing, instrumentation, and drumming. They're one of the many musical acts performing at the three music stages set up throughout the fairs. Of course, it's a hot walk through the fairs with temperatures in the mid-90s and the sun shining down, but some fairgoers are finding ways to beat the heat. Ann Arbor resident Rachel says she's taking advantage of a couple of things at the fair to beat the heat.
This icy over here. I don't know how to spit. Kona ice. Yeah, it's really good.
And
whatever this thing is. It's nice. I just seen it. I just seen someone cooling off over here, so I thought I'd do it.
Rachel says the Kalahari Misting Station, located on State Street and South University, is a great way to cool off. Another way many people are staying cool is through the lemonade stands, like the one University of Michigan graduate Samantha Russ is running in front of the Michigan Union Building on State Street. Russ says her lemonade stand has been busy all day.
They really come for the ice. The ice makes it worth it, I think. Lemonade can replenish things that water can't. I myself really enjoy the lemonade, so it helps me get through my day.
Lemonade and water stands can be found on almost every corner through the fair streets for a refreshing way to stay cool and hydrated. Ann Arbor Art Fair is open until 9 tonight and on Friday, and until 6 on Saturday. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.